There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says dog sled riding is a sport that's relaxing as well as fragrant.
I sure feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I want to get right down to business quickly today because we have, back by popular demand, his groupies keep calling and saying we've got to get G.B. Oliver back on the air, and so we have him here, G.B. Oliver III. Executive Director of ParagonFoundation.org. GB, it is good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, and I'm glad you made it back from that. You were supposed to have a week ago. You were on your way to North Platte, Nebraska, to speak to the independent Nebraska cattlemen, and ended up at a beauty pageant or something. What happened there?
Well, you know what? As I told you on the way down, you asked me where I was going, and I told you North Platte, and you said, who was I speaking to? And you know what? At that time, I didn't really know. And so, of course, I flew in there late in the evening, and the little girl picked me up to take me to the hotel. And when we pulled into the parking lot, it said, welcome visitors to the Nebraska something beauty pageant. And I said, ma'am, what kind of a conference you got going on here? And she said, oh, the beauty pageant. And I said, do you suppose that's where I'm speaking? And she said, maybe. And she said, there's also some cattlemen here. So I knew where I was supposed to be.
I'll be darned. Now, you know, is that what they say? You can't win for losing or something like that?
You know what, Derry, one time they had the Miss USA pageant here in New Mexico, and they did a swimsuit competition out there at the White Sands National Monument. And they came to me and they asked me if I could provide them some horses.
Oh, you tell that story.
You know what? They said they wanted some Arabians, and I said, you know, I'm the wrong guy for that business. And so then they came back and they said, could we look at what you had? And so they came up and looked at it, and they picked out a little Palomino filly that they wanted out there. But I'll tell you what I saw, I'm glad I got to go to that, but that's probably the only one I ever needed to go to. And I'll just tell you right on the front end, that is absolutely the toughest bunch of women you'll ever meet in your life.
The people, not the pageant girls, but the people that are putting it on.
Yeah, the people that put it on, the people that manage them and walk around with them and everything. And they may have a beautiful smile, but underneath that, that's the toughest bunch of women you'll ever get crossways with.
Tell us about that Palomino mare that they wanted that wasn't broke. Or what was the deal on that?
Well, she just, you know, we'd showed that mare a lot, but she only had about five or six saddlings on her. And it was my assumption they wanted to use her in a backdrop back there and just have her stand back behind these girls or something. I didn't know exactly what they wanted to do, but I reached an agreement as far as the price, and so I packed her out there that morning. And when we got out there, they said, we have Miss Teen USA, and we want Miss Teen USA to ride this filly up this sand dune to the camera bareback. And I said, really?
Could she ride?
What's that?
Could she ride? Did she know what she
was? No, she'd never been on a horse in her life. Going to ride this mare up that dune bareback in a swimsuit. And I said, told the guy, I said, you know what? I'm just not sure that's going to fly. And he said, well, that's what we want. And so I got on the mare and I rode around there bareback and everything. And she was pretty at home out there. And and I asked the little girl, I said, you've ridden before? And she said, never, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I thought, you know, this is going to end in disaster. And oddly enough, make a long story short, before it was over with, they took several shoots of that mare coming up that dune, and they had all the big umbrellas and the lights and everything, and the mare had to come right to that. Well, they would hold the mare at the bottom of the sand dune and had the little girl on her and everything, and then when they would start, they would turn the mare loose, and the mare would come to me. That was really interesting to me. I guess I was the only guy the mare knew. And so I'd stand over there kind of behind those umbrellas and all those lights and everything, and then I could move behind them, and she would just come right on up that dune right to me, and I'd catch her, and we'd lead her back down there. But we pull that off, but only by the grace of God.
You mentioned a Palomino mare. Is that the little horse that your dad is riding in that picture?
No.
You had several Palominos, I guess.
But that Palomino horse, that's what that filly was out of.
Okay. Well, see, my wife says, oh, people don't want to hear that kind of baloney. You need to tell, you need to get down to business. Tomorrow.
You know what? You and I excel in baloney. That's where we're at our very best, isn't it?
Oh, well, I've made a living at it all these years.
Me too.
I'm kind of like Jim Leathers. Jim was, he was at Kansas City Stockyards. In fact, he was director of the Market Foundation prior to me going to Kansas City. I took his job. He went back over to WDAF. But most of his experience at the Kansas City Stockyards was the radio. He started out just as a real young person in the radio business there in Kansas City with an office in the Kansas City Stockyards Exchange Building. And you know how sale barn and stockyard people are. You know, every once in a while, one of them will grab you and act like he's going to beat you up or something. Jim would always say, I don't care where you hit me, just don't hit me in the mouth. Because he said,
I make a living.
Yeah. I'm going tomorrow to the 60th. I won't be here on the air. And Jeff, is it Jack McLam? Yes. We have Jack McLam going to host the show tomorrow in my absence. But I'm going to attend the 60th anniversary celebration of Ozark Regional News Talk Radio. They started broadcasting there in West Plains, Missouri in 1947. And we've been affiliate down there for years and years and years and a lot of years. KWPM, Ozark Regional News Talk Radio, is celebrating their 60th anniversary, and I'll be there Friday, June the 15th. That is tomorrow. So, anyway, I'm talking now to our listeners in that area. I plan on being there at 9 o'clock in the morning, which means I'll leave here at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, anyhow, I'll be there, and we'll be visiting with our friends and listeners there that listen to our longtime affiliate, KWPM. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with our good friend, G.B., ParagonFoundation.org. G.B., talking about all these places that we need to go, and I want you to go with me on this little Saturday junket that I'm going to take on June the 30th. It is the Trenton, Missouri Sesquicentennial. That means, what is that, Jeff? That's 150 years, isn't it, that the town, isn't it? In the sesquicentennial, 150 years?
I'd have to look that up, Terry.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know either. Before I came, it was Trenton was there before I came to this country. But anyway, on Friday, June 29th and Saturday, June the 30th, they're going to have this Wild West entertainment. And I have a beautiful brochure. Did I send you one of those brochures?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Showing Penny Walton and hanging off the back of the horse and the Granty family doing trick riding. And you just don't see that anymore at rodeos. You know, and it kind of bothers me. Television has changed rodeo so much. But, you know, they used to have trick riders and trick ropers, and that's what they're going to have at Trenton, Missouri on June 29th and June 30th. But... that June 30th is at 1 p.m. That's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize that. Well, anyway, I want you to come out and go to me with that, because you just don't see that sort of trick riding, trick roping anymore.
No, and you know what? I've done quite a bit of trick riding myself, and I'm thinking about getting a saddle, because I think that's what was wrong, is I didn't have the trick riding saddle.
Yeah, I know the kind of trick riding you did.
And I didn't have those little skin-tight pants either, and I may have to pick up some of that. You and I were talking yesterday. I've sure gone in under the horse like these people. I just didn't come out on the other side of them.
Well, but not intentionally.
No. And I'm not sure how they do that, and the horse doesn't step right in the middle of their back, because every time I went down under there, they stepped right between your shoulders.
Well, you're just not graceful. That's your problem.
That's obviously right.
Now, tell me, here again, see, I'm going to get bawled out about wasting all this air time. But,
by Verna?
My severest critic. I'll just leave it like that.
Not mine.
She went to town today to get tires for her car. Tires for her car. And maybe she's not listening.
Well, hopefully, for yours and my sake, she's in the store.
Anyway.
Hey, you got to get down to North Platte. I'll tell you what. Now, you talk about groupies and fans. You've got them down there.
Really?
And I figured out real quick after I did my first little talk before I did my second one that I didn't know exactly what to talk about, but I found out real quick that you could just throw Derry Brownfield in every other sentence and they would just stand and applaud.
Oh, I'll bet they did.
And so that's the way I got by.
And they've been known to throw the rotten tomatoes.
Not when you throw out Derry Brownfield's name.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we will get down to business. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense, or something like that, Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
01.
And we have returned, visiting with G.B. Oliver, ParagonFoundation.org. And by the way, to get in contact with the Paragon Foundation, dial 1-877-847-3443. Your calls are welcome, as well as your membership to the Paragon Foundation. Now, G.B., you were in North Platte, Nebraska, and it was the Independent Cattlemen Association meeting. You bypassed all the little girlies there at the pageant. And you had a speaker there from Australia.
Yes, it did.
And he talked about the National Animal Identification System there in Down Under Country. What
you
did
bet.
He say? What did he say?
He said it was an absolute disaster. And what I didn't realize, I guess, Jerry, is how the United States market affects the Australian market. And so nobody pulls for the American cattle market to be up more than those people down there. But what he said is that they fought it. He has a little group almost like the Independent Cattle Growers of Nebraska. They started a little independent group, and, of course, the big ones, and they have the equivalent almost the NCBA out there in Australia who was pushing it, just like you see what's going on here. The Department of Agriculture pushed it. And they really, really took a stand against it and fought against it. And they even put up billboards and signs against it. And so the day that it was implemented, when you had to have your calves chipped when they came to the market, and he said the guy that's kind of a district manager out there is a good friend of his, and he's the guy that oversees it. He called him on the phone, and he said, "Are you shipping any cattle into the market today?" And he said, "No, I'm not." And he said, "Well, they're looking for you. They've got four marshals here. And they believe that you'll be shipping some cattle in here today, and you won't have them chipped." And he said, "They're here to arrest you." And he said, "I just wanted to give you a heads up and tell you not to send anything in here that's not chipped, because they're out to get you." They were going to make an example out of him. But he said it was an absolute disaster. And if you chip those cattle and you ship them in there, and by the time they get there on the trucks and they've lost the chip, then they charge you $30 to re-chip the cattle. And he said that when they wash those cattle trucks out at the end of a day, you know, when they wash the manure.
I didn't know the Aussies ever washed out a cattle truck.
Well, apparently they do down there. They may get more shrinkage on those cattle.
Did you ever see those cattle trucks down there? They call them road trains.
Call them what?
Road trains. They're the darndest thing you ever saw. They'll have a great big road tractor. But they don't call it a tractor. They call it a prime mover.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have possum bellies like we do to haul cattle in. They have I've got some good pictures of them. I'll send you one. But they have they'll hook three of those things together, and I'd say they're each one probably 40 or 50 feet long, and they double deck these cattle.
Good night.
And they load them from the side. They don't load them from the back because they got three of them hitched together. The only way they can load is from the side.
I see.
And they'll load the bottom deck, and then they'll load the top deck, and then they'll pull the truck up, and they'll load the next trailer, and they'll have always two, but usually three. And there's no weight limit on the trucks. They just, the main thing is to get where you're going with that many cattle. But it's real interesting. But anyway, he said when they washed out the trucks, then
they're just piles of those chips. Because those chips get knocked off in the truck with those cattle in there. And he said in the piles of manure, there's just piles of those white chips. And he had some of those chips, and he passed them around and showed them to us. And he said then when you got them down there and they were going to wand them and check the chips, he said they don't have anything that picks those things up with any consistency. And he said they run those cattle through a kind of a, almost like a deal that you go through when you go through the airport, a metal detector. And he said those old cattle run through there, and they just have to run them around and around and around trying to get a read on those chips because it didn't pick them up. And so he said then the people that worked at the stockyard started standing in front of those things and waving their hats at those cattle, trying to slow those cattle down when they went through there. And he said, boy, they've gotten a lot of them hurt, and one guy nearly killed. And he said it's absolutely the biggest disaster in the world. And he said that, I can't remember the exact numbers, but like there was 30 million. They estimate the Department of Agriculture estimates there's 30 million head in Australia. And on their records now, they show that there's 42 million chipped cattle. And so
out of start over now.
Well, he's saying that what he's basically saying is there's a set number of cattle that they know is in Australia.
Okay.
Or yearlings that are to be sold.
Okay.
And on their books, they show that they have about 12 million more than really are there. And what's happening is when they send those cattle to slaughter and those kind of things, slaughterhouses aren't notifying them that they've taken the chip out of them. The chips are lost. In other words, their record keeping is an absolute disaster down there. So they don't have any idea what they have and what they don't have. They're showing that they got 12 million more head of yearlings than there is actually in Australia.
Really?
So he said it's obviously not doesn't have nothing to do with protecting cattle industry or the population from disease or those kind of things. And he said that there's nothing working about it at all. And he says that the reason he's up here in the United States going around to these cattle organizations and pushing them to resist the animal ID is he knows that if the United States can resist this for a couple of years, that the deal in Australia is absolutely going to collapse. He said there's no way. And he said, so, you know, he's urging everybody in this country to fight it. Down there, it costs, I think, $5 a chip. Everything's much more expensive down there as far as the cost of what they're doing. It costs them $5 a chip to put those in those cattle that you're shipping to market.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. To order a one-year subscription, simply send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's Canada Mix and a secret plan to unite us all into a borderless land. Laws with loopholes made so big, you can drive right through them in a Mexican rig. $4 corn that don't seem so bad, but truth be told, we've been had. While Dr. Gore blows hot air, winter lasted longer here. Foreign interest buying this land while Congress investigates a baseball scam. Sheriff's tariffs in the FDA, jokes and yucks and Duplantier. New World Order propaganda is all we get from mainstream media. But with the Common Sense Chronicle, even if it's a little late, every month it's worth the wait.
Gold prices steadied near $650 an ounce Wednesday despite dollar strength amid rising U.S. interest rates. Gold closed in New York up 30 cents to $648.80 an ounce. Silver rose a penny to $13.02. The dollar's rally against the euro stalled, boosting gold's appeal as an alternative investment. Gold's movements are presently all predicated on the dollar and interest rates, a trader said. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who doesn't worry about temptation. The older he gets, the more it avoids him. Derry Brownfield! And we are back. Jimmy, we were talking about the Aussies and their national animal identification system. Going into the commercial break, you said this fellow from Australia was telling about all the problems they've had with it and how the Australia cattle industry would collapse if our markets collapsed. Did he go into any detail on that?
Yeah, he had and I can't remember all the details that he went through. This guy has done a tremendous amount of research, even to as to who is providing the tags and who got the contract to do that, and how this gentleman went into Europe and how he promoted all this around. And basically what he ended up saying is that he said, what is happening in your country with your administration and your president, and what is happening in Australia with our prime minister, it means the destruction of both countries as we know them today.
Right. I think that's what NAIS is all about.
Absolutely. I do, too. But this guy had done a world of research. He went into detail about who is providing the chips and who this guy is and how he's circled this company back around behind his children, and they're there, how many billion dollars he will make a year just with the European market and the Australian market. But he said the real cash cow is the United States, and that's where the real money will be made, and that is an absolute necessity for them to complete the world agenda that they have. And he just couldn't stress enough how we had to stand up and we had to fight it.
You know, my son John, when he was in college, took a year off. And he spent a high percentage of that year living on an Australian, and they don't call them ranches down there, on a cattle property in Queensland. So we got to know those people very, very well. I've been down there twice. John was down there for the best part of a year. The entire family has been up here, the grandparents and the son that John stayed with. So we know a lot about the cattle industry down there. And they sell their cattle in kilos, not in pounds. In other words, but nevertheless, I'll tell you what, they can take our market and convert it to kilos a lot faster than you can take their kilos and convert it to pounds.
That's right.
But they watch our markets. They watch everything that happens here in the United States. But now, are you familiar with this last sale that this company from Brazil has purchased Swift and Company? Are you familiar with this?
You mean the meat that is tainted that's in...
No.
No, I guess I'm not.
And this really has Australia upset as well as it does here in the United States. The Swift and Company owns four packing plants. They kill in four different locations here in the United States. But they are the big meatworks. They don't call them packers in Australia. They have meatworks.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just read this as it came to me from North Queensland. Few in the red meat industry in Australia have any knowledge about JBS, the new owner of Australia Meat Holdings. Now, that's Swift and Company.
Uh-huh.
Okay, same Swift that's up here. It is already one of the largest exporters of beef and beef products in the world. JBS acquired Australia's biggest meatworks group when it bought Swift and Company, the big U.S. meat processor, which owned and AMI. They were killing up here under AMI. JBS has grown into what is now the world's largest meat company. So with Swift, it makes this Brazilian meat company the biggie in the world. Jose Batista started a slaughterhouse, killing just five head a day in 1953 in the Brazilian city of Annapolis. Daily capacity to 500 head was reached by 1970. By 2001, he was killing 5,800 head. Prior to the Swift purchase, JBS was killing 22,600 head a day in 22 plants in Brazil and 5 in Argentina. Prior to the sale, Swift was the largest producer and exporter of beef in Argentina. Today, the Swift company is slaughtering 45,715 head of cattle a day in 35 plants around the world. Just to show you what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you something that he did share with us, Derry, is that Swift, out of beef out of Brazil, had, I believe he said, 4 shiploads of beef sitting out there in the port right now, and somehow or another they had tested and it had E. coli in it, and they won't take the beef back, and for whatever reason they haven't unloaded it in Australia, but they're afraid they're going to go ahead and unload it in Australia. And that is a huge ordeal down there right now, as of the day that he was talking to us. But what you're saying is exactly right, and they're importing that Brazilian beef into Australia.
Right, and Australia's got more cattle than they do people.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I learned so very much. And I guess the thing that kind of excited me, and you can dream a little bit, I guess, but they will be having their convention, I believe, in October down there. And he asked me if there was any way that I could come down and address their people. And let me tell you why. They're doing the same thing we're trying to do up here, or exactly what the Paragon Foundation is doing, and that is they are going back and they are trying to hold the government to the Constitution of Australia, and they've got people within their organizations that are studying the law and looking for answers and those kinds of things. And, man, I would give anything in the world to get to go down there.
Well, no.
I don't know how you could ever do it with the schedule that we have here and the things that we are involved
sometimes,
in.
Sometimes you just have to take off and do stuff. Go.
Man, I'd love to do it. I'd love to see it. And I visited for hours with him outside of those sessions. And I'd give anything in the world to see that one time. But here again, you know as well as I do how busy our schedule is and the things that are the demands we have. And it'd be difficult to do, but... Maybe there'd be some way to go.
I'm going back to this. The reason why these Packers want NAIS is so they can literally control the business. That's what it amounts to. They want to put people like you and I out of the cattle business. Then they'll have their own cattle, just like Cargill now has their own turkeys. Tyson has their own chickens, and Smithfield's has their own hogs. So they'll get around this thing. But you and I will be out of business because we can't, as you said, they're going to see to it that we're not in business. Now, today, the founder of Jose Batista, the fellow that started this big company down in Brazil, he has three sons and three daughters that run the company. They have 500 modern livestock and refrigerated meat delivery trucks. They own their own container shipping terminals. The company sells 24% of all fresh and frozen Brazilian beef going into the United Kingdom. Brazil overall controls 70% of the beef imported into the UK. And JBS Swift now controls the world's largest killing capacity, 45,715 head per day in 35 plants worldwide. You see, it's going to be... just one big slaughtering plant is what it, not slaughtering plant, but slaughtering company.
Yeah.
They're going to own the beef business.
That's exactly right, and that's the plan.
And they're going to own it in every country in the world.
And right now our export, or last year I think our export deficit was $800 billion, and our largest export in this country today is shipping containers.
Yeah, you bet.
And of course, they all come back. Full.
They tell me that they can't begin to load those shipping containers, and they're actually shipping hay and straw back.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go to the telephones. Rick in Nebraska, you say you were at that North Platte meeting. Hi, Rick. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Hi, GB.
Hey, Rick. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, say, GB, did you make it home all right? You didn't lose your luggage going home, did
you? You know what? I had it coming home.
That's good.
Didn't need it then, did you?
No, didn't really need it.
The point I wanted to bring up was Brad Bellinger from the Australian Beef Association, and you touched on this already a little bit, GB, but the one thing that he told us here in America to fight is premises registration. You know, all of these meetings that you go to that the state vets or the USDA is putting on, they say, well, you can register your premise, and that does not mean that you have to participate in the other two legs of the NAIS, but that's not true. And it's amazing the stories and the truth that this Brad Bellinger told what happened in Australia. The exact same things are happening here. And as he went out and tried to find out whether they were being told the truth, because the Australians were told if they wanted to get into that European market that they had to have individual identification. When he went and checked it out, that wasn't true at all.
All right, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stand by, Rick. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Come.
And we have returned. Jibby, I'm going to change the subject. We spent too much time talking about your Palomino filly as well as the as well as the National Animal Identification System, but let's talk a little bit about
what. Did Verna call in or what?
No, not yet. If she did, Jeff wouldn't transfer.
Okay.
But anyway, the government's trying to take 1,000 square miles of southeastern Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working on that? Are you doing anything with those folks?
Yeah, I started with them a couple of years ago. In fact, I just got an email from a lady in that area. And she said that she wished that she had paid attention, or they had all paid a little more attention to what I came up and told them 2 years ago. Because what I relayed to them, Derry, is exactly what happened to my family and all of these people down in this part of the country. You know, you just flat don't believe what they come in and tell you they're going to do. Their mission is to take your property and take it for virtually nothing. And I shared that with them up there. But at that time, oddly enough, the concept, and that's just the nature of who we are, is to work with these people. We want to believe what they're saying. We want to believe that you're going to continue to be able to use this, and that they want a minor part of what goes on and everything. And I told them at that time, when you let them put their foot in the door, you're had. And take it from me and my family, because we lost virtually everything we had out there. So, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
It's for a training. They claim it's to train our military, right?
Well, that's what they say, but you know you've got the Nature Conservancy right in the middle of it. In fact, the Nature Conservancy has an office now right there on that reservation. I mean on that military reservation.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I didn't think there was a reservation there, but
No, the military reservation.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So you've got the Nature Conservancy working right with the military, and you can imagine how that's going to work out. And so it's obvious when you sit down and you look at the players and you look at the game that's going on, there's going to be very little troop training go on out there. This is another land grab. And I told them that on the front end. You may believe in your military in the defense of this country, but how much faith do you have in their partner in this thing, which is the Nature Conservancy?
Where are they now in the taking of the land? What are they doing?
Well, they continue to move forward, and
Are they buying some of it?
What's that?
Are they buying some of the land?
Yeah, then that's what they will do. I told them exactly what they did here. They will come in there and they will identify who the movers and shakers are, and whoever's receptive to perhaps selling. They will come in there and they'll pay a pretty good price to some of those people, the people that they think have political influence or people that could cause them a problem or that are will accept their money, and they'll pay a pretty good price for some of those ranches. And once they get the foothold and everything in there, then they just come in and take the rest of it for nothing. And that's the MO that they use down in our part of the world, and that's exactly what they'll use there.
Yeah, they become willing sellers. Let's take a break. This will be the final break of the hour. When we come back, GB, I want you to talk a little bit more about the Paragon Foundation, why we need more people involved in Paragon, what Paragon is doing to help others.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
Jimmy, we're in the home stretch here. I would like to have you just expound a little bit on the Paragon Foundation, some of your success stories maybe, and how you've helped these people that have been in dire needs of someone that can come in and actually do them some good when the powers that be, whether it be the Sierra Club or the federal government, the BLM, Forest Service, tries to take over.
Well, I think the thing that we offer a lot of people is an understanding of what they really own and the value of what they really own. And as we've talked before on your show, people simply do not understand the value of those resources that they own. Everybody else does, but they don't. And so One of the things that I'm very proud of that this foundation has been able to provide is an understanding of how these courts really work and the value of your property and how you question jurisdiction and how you question authority in these situations. Because on the front end of this battle, if you understand those basic questions, if you have the answers to those things, in so many cases, you can step up and with registered letters and those kind of things, you can absolutely back off these agencies because they very quickly will understand that they can't answer your letter and that you know what you own and you know what the law is. You and I talked, I think on the last time I was on your show about the fact that federal district courts never came into existence until 1948. You know, when you walk into their jurisdiction, you're laying your life in front of those people that absolutely have no jurisdiction and no authority over your property whatsoever. And as people begin to understand the value of that and understand that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement authority in your area and understand the prior appropriations doctrine and the difference in that and the riparian doctrine and those kind of things, then you can begin to defend yourself. The other thing the foundation has done and been a part of is in litigation, and we've stepped in to help people that absolutely cannot help themselves to protect themselves because these agencies can come in and you're just barely scratching out a living. You can't afford attorneys, and when you do go get an attorney, in many cases that attorney simply doesn't understand how to fight these battles and what court to go in and how to challenge jurisdiction, and we can provide you that information and provide you the legal help that you need in order to be successful. And I tell you the other thing that just thrills me to death, Derry, is the kind of people that we get to deal with. And those people that I got to be around for 3 days up there in North Platte, Nebraska, are absolutely the finest people I've ever been around. And it's an absolute privilege to get to work with those kinds of people, people that believe in America, believe in the future of their children, are willing to stand up and draw the line and say this is it, that there's some things in life more valuable than things, and they understand that. And so we have a great job, and it's a great honor to work for this organization and to be a part of that. It's a great honor to be a part of your show. And so we're very thankful for a lot of things, and we truly believe that there are a lot of people waking up, and there's people taking hold, and there's people, more and more people every day, understanding the limitations of the federal government and the value of your county commissioners and those sheriffs that absolutely have the real authority over your lives and your property.
You know, you mentioned that the things that we're all proud of, and I'm sure you're proud of the people that have chipped in to help you as Paragon Foundation on these financially with this thing. But we need more members to come along, and $35, isn't that it?
$35,
and you get the magazine, the whole shooting match, and as GB said before, the way this trust was set up, I guess it's a trust, is it not?
Well, it's a foundation, but the agreement that I had with Mr. Lineberry, or Bob Jones and Charlie Lee and I made with Mr. Lineberry, was the fact that we would never spend the principal.
Yeah.
But the other side of that thing is that the principal is what runs the organization and runs the infrastructure. The money that is contributed to this organization, every dime of that, goes in to fighting on the ground and providing these people the help and those kind of things.
So just pick up the phone, dial 1-877-847-3443. GB, we're out of time. I want you to come out here on the 30th and go to the sesquicentennial fancy riding show with us. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
It's true. Gold and